Donnie.
Hey, Donnie, my name's Julian. I'm calling with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Julian. How are you, man?
Good, good. Thank you. I kind of been in touch with Serge on and off the last month or so. I just wanted to follow up, actually. We had mailed you an offer about 2.5 weeks ago. We have you pre-approved for financing based on your history with DB Squared Inc. from like 2014. Does that ring a bell?
Okay. Yeah, they are like a receivables finance company, I think, right?
Yeah, exactly. So we kind of operate in the same network. So I just wanted to follow up with you. We have you pre-approved for both equipment and capital. We work a little bit different. Did they do like factoring? Does that ring a bell for your receivables?
Yeah, they did. Hang tight, Julian, real quick. Let me get
to
the quiet office.
No worries.
Cool. Cool. All right. Well, first of all, thanks for tracking me down.
yeah, no problem.
Yeah, no. So I just want to give you just some quick history. So I bought Davtian with a business partner of mine a couple of months ago. So it's the same corporation, same history, same operational management, just different ownership. But I've got another trucking company that kind of we had some synergies with. So we've got a lot of experience and the operations the same. Just new ownership, so it's actually good timing for your call, I think.
Okay.
A couple of months ago, or a few months ago, or actually, let me take that back. They did renew. We renewed our contract with DB Squared, and it is
uh-huh.
it's a receivables factoring contract. I wish if I would have got involved a couple months earlier, we wouldn't have renewed that contract and wouldn't have, we're kind of stuck for a number of months in terms of receivables factoring. I don't think that shouldn't make a difference in terms of I think approval for a line of credit or something like that. If that's kind of where what you guys might be able to offer, I would hope you'd probably be able to put a blanket UCC or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, we do a number of different things. We do have some lenders that work in our network that have factoring programs as well. A lot of business owners don't like that, though, from my experience, I guess, for a couple different reasons. But we have you directly pre-approved for working capital financing, which is basically unsecured cash, and also equipment financing. So if you're looking to bring on some trucks or any other sort of equipment for the business, do you guys just do trucking, or is there kind of other stuff that you do as well?
It's definitely trucking is the bread and butter. Through my other kind of operations, we do some warehousing, but it is all it's essentially trucking. I have another business. It's not Davtian that's kind of a food brokerage, but not forgetting that one. I mean, it is mainly trucking. We do have a warehousing component with, I'll call it a sister company, same ownership group. Just a different, business entity. So, we have some dialogue going on with, some of the, couple of the kind of the big banks, the Wells Fargos and the Chases of the world. I definitely kind of want to hear what you guys might have open. But before we dive too deep, I mean, do you ultimately have competitive, rates or competitive programs with the big guys out there? I say big guys, and I don't know that much about you guys. Don't take that the wrong way. But
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, the big four is going to be Wells Fargo, Citibank, Chase. We can compete with a lot of their programs. If you get approved for like a super low interest on any of their like secured loans, and it works for what you're looking for, those are often really good things. But we have, like I said, we have a lot of competitive programs, and it really kind of depends on what you're looking to do. For a lot of our customers, like if you bank with Wells Fargo and they're taking care of your needs, like that's perfectly fine. But sometimes what happens is they can't take care of your needs. You're looking for more than what they can do. Or if you're looking for equipment financing, I don't know what your experience has been, but from a lot of our customers, they don't really mess around too much with the smaller and medium-sized banks is what with the small and medium-sized businesses.
Yeah. Where we're at. So, we are kind of through this acquisition and just with what we're bringing to the table now at this company. We are growing the company, so I am considering some working capital type financing simply because we are growing, and so we've got good stuff going on, but a lot of money might be tied up in accounts receivable and whatnot, right?
Okay.
So I would be interested in potentially something on the lines of working capital, and potentially on equipment in terms of some secured. What we do, just to let you know, our kind of model is we lease full service leasing our tractors, the trucks with the Penske's and the Riders of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we let's say 90% of our the trailers in our fleet we do like to own, and so we've got equipment, we've got some financing behind the equipment, so we potentially would be looking for more equipment purchases in terms of trailers in the let's just call it the coming 3 to 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
But tell me a little bit about the kind of working capital loan or line or whatnot that you mentioned. Just tell me a little
sure info about absolutely that. Yeah, working capital financing, it's short term. Typically it's anywhere from 3 months to 24 months terms, generally we can free up around 10-15% of your top line revenue or gross annual revenue. So what did you guys do in business last year for Davtian
last year? I believe was approximately 4 million top line. I'll have to we'll okay. Sort of verify everything.
Yeah. So just kind of a rough estimate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we should be able to get you approved for a pretty good amount. What would you be using it for? You mentioned you have some money tied up in receivables. Is it usually like a 30 or 60 day collection on that, or how long does it take to get the receivables?
Yeah. So, well, a couple things. We do have the factoring arrangement with DB Squared still, some of the receivables are actually paid through the factor company,
right.
Those don't really come into play, but whenever possible I'm trying to not use the factoring, just because it's kind of expensive
right.
money, expensive interest and whatnot for what they offer. So for the what we don't factor, about 30 days actually from our broker type of customers, but our shipper direct customers are paying in about 10 days. I would have to get some detailed information about the balances, of receivables and whatnot.
Okay, gotcha. So what would you be using the working capital for if we were to get money in your account, say, by Monday? What would you be using it for? Anything in specific, or just like operational costs in general, or do you have like any specific projects?
No, I mean it would be operational costs. I mean it would be growth type capital, meaning
awesome.
We've got some unmet needs of our customers, and so we are recruiting more drivers as we speak, and we have equipment that's essentially ready to deploy once we find the right drivers. We have a pretty strict requirements and recruiting process. But we are looking to basically add capacity, and so it would be working capital money just to support that growth. So it's all positive reasons. It's not to pay down any debt or anything like that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, awesome. You actually sound like some of our better customers. So I think we'd be able to get you approved for some of our better programs just based on that information that you gave me.
Okay.
So it'd be just operational costs, drivers, kind of gas and insurance, kind of just things like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'd be essentially direct operating costs, like you say. It's equipment, it's driver compensation, it's fuel. It's the true definition of working capital.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, all short-term stuff, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in business for, Donnie? For Davtian?
Yeah, Davtian's been in business. Gosh, I believe it's over 10 years. I can get history of the corporation, mm-hmm. but I believe it's 12 or 13 years.
And you bought it 2 years ago, you said?
No, I bought it more recently, just a few months ago.
Oh, nice.
In terms of the ownership side of it. Yeah, thanks.
Cool. Yeah, congratulations, man. Have you always been in trucking, or?
So I've got about 5 years in trucking. So I was telling you, I've got another trucking company that's it's almost a kind of a mirror image or copycat of the business model for this company. So we have some great synergies. So I've got 5 years. My partner and I, 50-50 in terms of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Of a trucking company. We've grown that company from about $2.8 million to $10 million in revenues in 4 years. So we've experienced some pretty rapid growth with that company as well. And this was a good just kind of add on acquisition. Daptian. So
yeah.
The former owner was basically kind of preparing for retirement, and that's the reason he was stepping out of the business. So it was a good fit, and we went ahead and made it happen a couple of months ago.
Yeah, good fit, good timing. Sounds like you have a knack for the trucking industry too.
Kind of fell into it. My background. I mean, I'm a CPA. My background's corporate finance and accounting, financial reporting, and my partner's got actually an investment banking background, so we actually didn't have, I've worked in distribution in terms of corporate finance and stuff, but I definitely didn't have a trucking, specific background until I got into it 5 years ago. We've had a good opportunity for a turnaround essentially, and we were, we're able to be successful, of course, with, normal business challenges and everything else, but we've got a pretty good, proven model and a good track record, and we're kind of implementing it, here with Daptian now. And, but that being said, we are in an opportunity to grow, and that's why we would be potentially interested in a source of funds for working capital to support that growth.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, especially in the trucking industry right now. I'm sure you have a lot of friends in your network or whatever with other companies, but the trucking industry in general isn't doing all that great. So if you're excelling in this time, that's awesome. I guess it depends on what they're like transporting and stuff. Like a lot of my customers are transporting like gas, fuel and stuff like that. So that's a kind of not the best industry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you pay for the acquisition? Was it from equity from your first company or?
Exactly. So we were able to essentially structure a what I think is pretty favorable terms overall for the acquisition, and so the little bit of amount of kind of down payment funds was from equity in our other company, and the former seller is carrying a note. Which is good because he's got a vested interest in with earnouts and whatnot for the business in terms of revenue and the growth that we're able to provide. So pretty favorable terms in terms of an acquisition for us. So we really didn't have to come out too much out of the pocket, relative for the business that we acquired. And
mm-hmm.
And the former owner is actually the one carrying the note.
Okay, gotcha. That's Karin, right?
Yes.
Is that did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, exactly. Karin. I mean, Karin Gary. He goes by Gary, but
gotcha.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been talking to Serge kind of on and off the last month, so I've kind of got some information when I have been able to speak with him. Ideally, how much could you use for working capital? Like, pretty much the most we can get you, or is there like a certain amount you're looking for?
I like to have flexibilities. I mean, I don't want to just say the most you can get, because it's not that's kind of a desperate sounding answer, and that's
yeah, yeah. When I say the most we can get you, usually that's like 250 to 500K, which is usually like on the upper end of what people are looking for, but kind of depends what you're looking for. So
yeah, exactly. I kind of have 350,000 targeted in my mind, and certainly it depends on the terms, on the duration, on everything. I don't necessarily want to, in the type of facility, right? If it's something that I would, be able to draw down against as needed, as opposed to say, a lump sum, and then if I don't necessarily need it, I'm not trying to borrow something that I don't necessarily need. So I don't know
what
types of programs you're thinking about.
Exactly. There has to be a specific need. Do you have an idea of how much this would make you, like, say if we were able to get you 350K, do you have like a ROI on that, or any idea?
Oh, sure. I mean, it would, you know, I mean, we're targeting, you know, 12%, you know, net in terms of kind of return on our assets. And so I would apply the same. I would expect essentially the same, you know, from this. We'd be able to utilize strategically, right, the funds.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing anything crazy, but strategically utilize to conservatively grow and increase the size of our fleet. Again, we've got the customer base that's we have unmet needs from our customers. Basically, if we
right, you have opportunity to grow.
We have opportunity to grow. So it's in terms of, you know, return on investment. I mean, that's trucking is trucking. So you're not going to get much higher margins than what I just described. But that's what we're that's what we target. That's what we realize in our other companies, and Daftian, you know, has the opportunity to do the same. So
okay, so that 12%, you're a finance guy, so that would be your opportunity cost of capital, right, for your business, pretty much.
Oh no! I can access funds for lower than that. That's return. Like,
right. So, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's what you're saying, right? If I'm going to use my funds, I'm expecting to get that rate of return.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
And I don't have, you know, much opportunity to, nothing's guaranteed, but much opportunity elsewhere. I would invest that in the business to get that return. Right. Yeah, I'm not comfortable with the stock market or other investments to kind of get that return. You know, certainly we're pushing for higher returns as well, but that's
okay. Awesome. Yeah. So we look at a couple different things. Of course, we look at the industry and we look at the time in business. We look at what your sales were last year. And then we look at your personal credit, although that isn't as much weight. We look more at your sales and a couple of those things. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm somewhere around 800, and I believe my partner's something similar.
Okay, awesome. So that should not be a problem at all. What has been your experience so far, like with Wells Fargo and Chase? Do you have any current offers with them, or do you really not like what they're doing for you, or what's your reason for looking elsewhere? You're just trying to get the best rate possible.
I don't want to necessarily be too. I've got some credit facilities with Chase on for my other company, and so I'm kind of looking to kind of just diversify, just to see what else might be out there. Just the process, man. We're really busy, so you know, the full on application and underwriting and credit analysis process. I know it's kind of grueling, and so just doing you're saying, okay, pre approved. I mean, I know that's we'll see how truly pre approved something is, but you know, I'm looking for a you know, simple process if possible. I'm just exploring it. You know, you caught me at a right time when I was available to talk this morning. So I kind of wanted to hear you out and hear what you guys are all about. What bank or institution are you with again?
It's called Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. We've been around for about 12 or 13 years. I'll send you an email with the stuff we need, and then you can check out our website as well. We also have a Google Plus with a lot of good customer reviews, so you can actually see my name on there, and you can kind of take a look at our reputation and stuff like that. Just so you can kind of get a better idea of like kind of what we do. But yeah, it's a pretty quick turnaround time. Actually, we can typically have you approved within 1 or 2 days. So I can have an offer for you on the table, possibly by tomorrow. We do work pretty quickly. I know with the bigger banks, it's a huge process. It, like, I mean, you've been through it. A lot of times, it takes several weeks or even several months, kind of depending on what you're looking to do. But yeah, like I said, I can have an offer for you by tomorrow. Let me just tell you what we need. It's a one-page application. We need the last 6 months of your business bank statements, your previous year's tax return, and that's pretty much it. Do you have 2015 filed already?
2015 was filed. I'm in the process. I've already requested all that from the previous owner, just because we did acquire the company. So I'd have to follow up on getting some of that documentation, and then just again because we are my company, I'd say now I've newly acquired, so we had new bank accounts open and everything else. So we'd have to kind of see how we'd be able to meet your requirements, because we're just a couple months in terms of our banking. The corporation, you know, the company, as you know, has been around for years and years and years. So I've got to see how we'd be able to kind of meet your requirements. I'd have to work with the former owner, I think, in terms of I don't know how free he'd be to give his bank activity, bank statements. So I'd have to work on that piece of it, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, not a problem. If the 2015 taxes aren't filed already, or if you guys are still working on it with the transition and stuff, we can use 2014 actually. But yeah, I can work as quickly as you need me to, man. I mean, if you're looking to move along pretty quickly, or if you're, you know, if you need to get those documents, the tax return, get all the bank statement stuff figured out.
I could be interested in working quickly if it makes sense. But I mean, before we'd even kind of dig into it, I mean, I would like to know. And I know you're probably not in a position to you know give anything you know firm in terms of quotes. But what type of program? What type of rates? I mean, you said anything from 3 months, 24 months, and you didn't
right.
say anything about interest rates and how the program or what type of program you're thinking about. I mean, are you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know that's the biggest determinant of whether you would take it or not. So yeah, working capital, it is unsecured, so it's going to be a little bit more expensive than say if you were to get a loan directly through your bank, because they have your bank account as collateral. So if you're not making your payments, they're just going to take it right out of your account.
Sure.
Where ours are not. They're not secured by your bank account. They're not secured by any of your assets. So like I said, the interest might be a little bit more than your typical like big bank, just to be completely transparent with you. But we kind of make up for it in a lot of other ways. We can typically get you a lot more money. I'm a lot easier to get a hold of. You don't have to jump through hoops. And like I said, it's a lot quicker process. However, with all that being said, all the information you gave me, I think we'd be able to get you approved for some of our better programs. So regarding cost, it's a fixed cost loan. There's no interest rate. So like, say for example, you know, you might have a 10 month term, with a 10% payback. So if you borrow $100,000, you'd pay back 110 grand, for example. So they don't quote it in APR. You have an accounting background, so you're probably really good with rates. And I have a finance background for myself. But most business owners, they prefer like, okay, how much am I borrowing? How much am I paying back? Because they hate, you know, with the line of credit, they're making payments every month. They don't know how to figure out their interest. All they know is their balance keeps going up every month because they're just making minimum payments.
Gotcha.
So.
No, exactly. I can chop it up and think about it however, whether interest
exactly.
rate is the number you give me or total payback amount or something like that.
Yeah. It's easily convertible to interest rate, but.
Yeah. I mean, just to be blunt, I mean, anything close to 10%, I wouldn't be interested in just because of what's available, you know, in the marketplace right now. I think 465 for a line of credit through Chase for my other trucking company, and I'm not saying that's where we need to be, because the process would be much simpler, you know, with you, and I can get a hold of you and install the other things that you mentioned, but it'd have to be closer to that than 10%, you know, before we, you know, even want to go through getting paperwork and tax returns and stuff like that. So
yeah, absolutely. No, I know. I like to give an average rate. I don't like to overpromise anything or underpromise anything. I don't like to give you a super low rate and then it comes back later and you're like, oh man, you told me it'd be this rate and it's not. So I hope you can kind of understand that too. I don't want to like give you the lowest rate possible and then you don't get approved for that. But like I said, with all that being said, based on what you told me, I think you would be eligible for some of our better programs. But I'm going to get you the best rate that you qualify for. And if it works for your business and what you're looking for, take it. If not, you know, maybe we can help you with some equipment down the line. Equipment financing, of course, is going to be a lot less because it's secured. So
that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a ton of different programs. We work with people with awesome credit, and then we work with people with really bad credit. So, But yeah, your email is it dobtiontrucking@yahoo? Is that your direct email, or do you have a better one?
Let me give you. I'll give you a better one. I'll spell it after I'm done. It's donnie@golongitude.com. Spelled D-A-N-I at all one word, Go Longitude, golongitude.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Donnie@golongitude.com. So I'll send you just a quick email with the stuff we need. Just to reiterate, it's a one-page app, 6 months of business bank statements, previous year's tax return. If you have 2014, that'll be just fine. And then I'll link you to our website so you can check it out. And then feel free to check out our Google Plus with real customer reviews and stuff too, just to kind of get a better feel for kind of what we do.
What was your name? Is it Julian? Is that what it was?
Julian. Yes,
Julian.
Sir.
Okay. Awesome. Cool, man. Look forward to seeing that email, and I'll get back to you in terms of timing and let you know kind of where we're at. Don't get discouraged if you can't get a hold of me the first time you try. Just I'm in school at night and got a family at home, and business is busy, but I'm interested to see what we can't put together. So please shoot me that email, and then we'll start that next step.
Cool. Okay. You said you're going to school at night. Are you going for your MBA or?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. MBA at Pepperdine, at the Orange County campus.
Awesome, man.
Irvine by the airport. So
I'm
in a little break right now. I got one last trimester that starts in a couple of weeks. I'll be done in December.
Cool, man. I would be interested in talking to you, like, just, you know, regardless of what we're doing here, just because I just got accepted to UCSD's MBA program in San Diego for the part-time program, so I'd be doing that in the evening. So I'm just like, I just got accepted literally a couple days ago, so I'm trying to figure out if I want to do it or not. For one, it's expensive, and for two, it's, you know, it's part-time, so it's less, obviously, time-consuming than the full-time program.
Sure, certainly commitment. Yeah, I'd be happy to talk to you a little bit more about that, kind of share my experiences, and it might be a similar sort of gig for you. So yeah, man, we can, I don't know where you work out of, or where's your home base?
I'm in San Diego.
Oh, you're in San Diego. Okay.
We have an office in Orange County too, but I'm in San Diego.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Cause you probably have the Burbank, address on file here, but we have another office where I'm at mostly. It's in Orange by Anaheim Stadium, where the Angels play, and in the pond where the Ducks play.
Cool. So yeah, right by the train tracks, right?
Yeah, not too far. There's some train tracks around here. I don't know what you're referring to.
I know. I used to take the train to L.A. to visit my dad when I was younger, and in the Anaheim stop, it was right in front of the stadium, so that's
there's
why
a
I know.
Big metro right there. Exactly. So, I don't know, you know, if it makes sense, we can figure out if you're in your Orange County office or something like that, but I'll be more than happy to kind of share my experiences and
cool.
all that stuff.
Awesome. Well, Donnie, it was a pleasure chatting with you, man. I'll send you an email, and maybe I'll follow up with you early next week or something, but just give me a call anytime if you have any questions, and I'll be more than happy to help you.
Sounds good, Julian. I appreciate it, man.
Pleasure. Take care.
Talk to you. Bye.